We move now to one of the most vital parts of our armor, the helmet of salvation. Salvation is similar to the gospel in that Christ has paid the price for our sins. Now, the different emphasis in the two lies in the fact that the gospel looks forward to a glorious future in heaven, while salvation means we're saved from something, namely hell. Salvation is God rescuing us from his own righteous wrath. Now, we must note that salvation is a gift from God, to which we do nothing to earn. But there should be evidence in our lives of us having received it. Salvation is like Zacchaeus repenting of the evil that he'd done and committing himself to obeying the Lord and turning from the previous life he led. Salvation is Isaiah seeing the Lord in all of his glory and falling to his knees in humility, saying, "I am a man of unclean lips." Paul said that we have a helmet of salvation. So what does a helmet do? It gives extra support to our heads to protect what's inside, our brains. When we're engaged in some kind of dangerous job or extreme activity, wearing the helmet can save us from a death blow to the head. Salvation saves us from a death blow as well, both physically and spiritually. In Genesis, God gave this prophecy to the serpent who is the devil. He said, "The woman's offspring will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Now, looking at this prophecy in the order of fulfillment, God said that Satan would offer a blow to the heel of the woman's offspring, who is Jesus Christ. The heel that was bruised was Jesus' death on the cross. Now, a blow to the heel can bring a person down, as is seen in that old Greek story of Achilles. Jesus likewise appeared to be defeated. But a heel wound is not permanent. Christ did not remain in the grave, but he overcame death, was raised up in a resurrected body, and ascended up to heaven. Satan did not gain the victory. In fact, he played right into the Father's hands. Through his victory over the grave, Jesus triumphed over the devil. And that win will be complete when Jesus fully bruises Satan's head by delivering him a final death blow. Revelation says, "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur and will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Satan's destruction is called a death blow, as God will fulfill that prophecy and strike a blow to the devil's head. Now, all of humankind runs the risk of suffering the same fate as the devil. And what this means in regard to our armor is that God hands us a helmet of salvation when we first enter into our new Christian journey. We don't have to fear a mortal wound to the head, which is hell, because our helmet offers the needed protection. Satan can certainly oppress us at times and cause us occasional pain, but we can rest assured that we are safe. Our eternity is secure. With salvation as our helmet, we have the courage to stay in the battle. Satan may win some fights here and there using pride, lust, or envy, but our helmet ensures us that he can't break us. We will be the ultimate victors because Christ will one day put evil in its place. Even though an occasional skirmish is lost, we can pray for forgiveness, shake it off, and continue to advance forward. When Satan tries to place weights of sin on us to drag us around, we can advance. We can't be stopped from advancing the kingdom of God unless we give in and allow ourselves to be stopped. Instead, let's allow our helmet of salvation to control the rest of our lives as God intends.